let my peace surround you. Let my presence fill your life. For if you look to the left and the right, you will see turmoil and confusion. For the world is falling into these categories. But I am the peace and the Prince of Peace over this world. Those who seek me shall find me. Those who hunger after me shall be satisfied. For I will establish you. When all the earth is falling, when all the world is going its own different directions, yet I will be your stabilizer. And I will be the one who plants you firmly. But you must decide to be planted in my word. You must make the choice to follow after me and shut your eyes and ears to the cries of the world. For they are the cries of confusion, and they are the cries of the evil that is filling the earth. But yet my grace is still available, and my glory is still present. And those who come to me will be as the light in Goshen, while Egypt was flung into darkness. And I will show you the way to go, and I will show you where to go, and I will tell you what to say and when to be silent. For in this period of darkness, there is that running to and fro, and men and women are searching for that reality. They're searching for that truth, which they can only find in me, says the Lord. So when you fill yourself with my peace, with my presence, oh, they will come to you. Sooner or later, they will come to you and they will ask, how can you be stable in a world that is in such chaos? And you'll give testimony to me, says the Lord. And many will come into my kingdom in this age. Many will come unto me, says God. For I am opening up the door once again. And those who seek will find. And those who hunger and thirst shall be satisfied. Would you welcome Charles Nyane from Ghana, Africa?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know how to express myself and to thank all of you for your many prayers and support over the years. I want to thank Pastor Gordon and Mom Debbie for their support and their help. They've been to Ghana on several occasions, and we love them and cherish them very much. And we thank you for your prayers and for what you have been doing for all the world, and especially in Haiti, in Africa, and in this beautiful country of the USA, and this church. And we are very grateful to you. And I'm happy that my mom and dad are green, are here today. I got to know Pastor Green 32 years ago. And actually, he raised the money for me to enable me to go to seminary. And whilst I'm back in Ghana, they're with me there in Ghana. And I've been helping and the ministry there and the church. And we are grateful over the years for what they have been doing for us, my mom and dad Green, and also the Brubakers and Living Faith Ministries. We are grateful to you for your prayers and support. It has not been an easy walk and path for the Lord, but through your prayers and through your support, where it enables us to continue in the work of the Lord and stand faithful for what he will have us to do, and to reach the lost and to disciple the people for God's glory and God's honor. So thank you so much for your prayers and for your support and for getting behind us, encouraging us, and strengthening our hands to do what God has enabled us to do for his glory and for his honor. As a church, the ministry has been more involved in rural evangelism. We work in the villages. That's our main target areas, in the villages of Ghana. And over the years, trying to establish churches in various places. And like I said, we have established 28 churches. We've got 2 churches in Ivory Coast. I think the last time you were there, did we go to Ivory Coast or Togo? Togo. We went to Togo and to do a ministry there. And we are grateful for your prayers and support. And the school is also going. We have a great school from kindergarten up to grade 9. And they are also doing well. And we have 250 children in the school. They finish grade 9 and they go on to senior high. We are not involved with senior high program because it involves quite a lot. And so we educate the children up to grade 9 and they can go on to grade 12, grade 10, 11 and 12, other institutions and stuff. So God has been good. God has been good. We still keep on training pastors. We train our people for ministry. We teach them the word, different activities like homiletics, hermeneutics, Old Testament survey, New Testament survey, and public speaking. We also teach them apologetics and different activities that will equip them to be effective tools in the hands of God. And just January, we had our graduation, the Bible school graduation in January. And this man will be working under senior ministers and for a year or two. And then they'll be given responsibilities to start churches in the various places. So we are grateful for that. And a couple of years ago, I came here and my dad, Pastor Green, scheduled me to preach at First Congregational Church in Frostburg. And they had just bought a new choir robes. And so I asked them, what are you going to do with the old choir robes? Anyway, they gave it to me and I took it to Ghana. And that is our graduation gown. So we've been using that, and we thank God for we were able to train people and be able to do the work of God in Ghana, West Africa. The nursing school that was started in 2001, which is about 17 years ago, with 25 students. We now have 700 students in the school. And they train them in different disciplines, and a 2-year community nursing and a 3-year community nursing. 3-year is a diploma and 2-year is a certificate. And actually when they are finished, they are placed in the various villages, and then they work with the village people and providing health care for the people in the villages. They are also trained how to ride a motorbike, and when they finish and they are doing their graduation, each one is given a motorbike, and they use it to go to the various villages and educate the people and also take care of the minor problems they have physically. So we are grateful to the Lord for the opportunity. Actually, we had 2 presidents of Ghana at the mission site. One of them built us a building that helped us to train more students. And we had another president that gave the school a bus because they go to, we don't have a hospital yet on the site. We have earmarked and started the process of building. We actually have the footings on the ground. And we don't know how long it's going to take us, but we know that one day it will be a hospital. Yeah, so that they can have a hands-on training at the school. And also people in the villages around, the surrounding villages, can have health care by coming to the hospital. So we are praying that the Lord will help us to do what he has called us to do and training the people. And there's a course in the school, the nursing school, that each one is expected to do. We call it moral instruction. And it talks about ethics, Christianity, how to become a born-again believer, and also discipleship and all that. And each student is expected to do that. Actually, it's a must. Yeah, so they go through that process and they learn all the various aspects, anatomy and everything together, so they can be rounded up. So wherever they go, they can spread the love of Christ and work with Christian principles and disciplines with the people that they'll be working with. So we thank God for the nursing school, and we are grateful to what God is doing in Ghana. The orphanage is also doing well. We now have children that are grown up, and they are going on high school. Some are already in vocational school, learning carpentry and catering and all that, so that they can also have skills that they can work with, take care of themselves when they grow up. So we are grateful to you for your prayers and for your support and for the work that is going on. It has not been easy, but it has been good. Hallelujah. And the Lord didn't say it's going to be easy. He didn't say it's going to be pie in the sky. It's not easy, but it's been good. And we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support and the many things that we have been doing for the work there. So thank you so much. I have a little bit of a small video, about 3 minutes, and gives you a brief recap of what is taking place there. And when we started church in Mud Hut, and sometimes just a shed, grass roof, and then they build around, and now we have about two of them now that needs roofing for that. But, you know, like what the Haitians doing, woo, then we have church, yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. But we are grateful. So I'll let our brother... Palace. I think we have gone to the palace several times. And this is the mission station. nursing school, they have a chapel service. The president donated to the school. Yes, just a glimpse of what is taking place there. And over the years, you have been helping us and supporting us, and we make sure every dollar is put into the ministry to build it up. It's in a village. You saw the village, how it is and how people live. And you see people coming to the place, about 700 students from the nursing school, 250 students of the Christian school. You have 25 children in the orphanage. And then you have the Bible college. And then you have the teachers and the workers there. You have over 1,000 people every day on the site, on the mission station. And all it is because of you, your prayers, and your support that has enabled us to do all this. And I'm grateful that I met Pastor Green and he adopted me as a child, as his own son. Without this man and this woman, I would not be where I am today. And I'm grateful to them for their prayers and their support. 32 years. I think, Pastor Gordon, it's been a long time. You came to Ghana. You came back to Ghana. Yeah, and Mama Debbie also came there to Africa. Pastor Provol, he came with Provol, and we're talking about Provol and all that. We had a great time in Ghana, and God has been good. Hallelujah. And we have been praying for you as well, and praying God's blessing upon you, your families, your businesses, your jobs, and the church, that God will continue to bless all of us, that we continue to do what he has called us to accomplish for his glory. Amen. Yeah, I want to share. What's the time? I can't see the time. Oh, right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, in Africa, it takes me an hour to wind up. And when I'm really wind up, it takes me an hour to preach. So you're going to be here for a long time. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we should read a little bit, verse 8 to 10. Maybe let's add verse 11 and 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 to 12. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The Lord, you will speak to us, you will encourage us, and strengthen us as the body of Christ. And help us, Lord, in spite of what we go through, to live for your glory. We give you the praise, and the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, We are troubled on every side. Every side. We live in a world full of trouble. And the word trouble means unpleasant situation or hassle. It all also means agitation. It also means cast down. So we live in a world full of unpleasant situations. Glory to God. Sometimes heart-rendering situations. Some situations are so grievous that sometimes we don't know what to do. We live in a world, and sometimes some of the problems that we go through brings a lot of discouragement to us. And because we are discouraged, sometimes we refuse to do what we know to do. Some discouragement can come into our lives that we shut our doors and build a wall around us, defense mechanism. We don't allow anybody to get closer to us. Why? Because of the situations that we are going through. The whole world is full of troubles. Troubles when you get up from bed, trouble is going to bed. And trouble when you sit in your car to drive off to work, you meet trouble. And sometimes at work with superiors or sometimes colleagues that we work with, we get a lot of trouble. Sometimes people call us names and all kinds of stuff. So the world is full of troubles, trouble in Africa, wars and killings, and maiming people, and all kinds of stuff in Africa. We have Boko Haram in Nigeria terrorizing Christians and burning a whole city and towns and villages and kidnapping children and molesting them. We have trouble with the ISIS in the Middle East, Far East over there, and also trouble sometimes even among our own communities. People keep taking guns and going and spraying people and killing people. So the whole world is full of trouble and unpleasant situations surrounding us. And when you go to Sudan, you have the Lost Resistance Army and all those fighting. Sometimes we have trouble in our families, in our societies, in our workplaces. And sometimes trouble even in the church. And when you preach long, they say you preach too long. When you preach short, they say you preach too short. So you don't know what to do. Woo! Hallelujah. And sometimes when you pray and you keep on praying, they say, oh, he prays too much, too long. So everywhere you go, there's trouble. And Job 14 verse 1, he says, every man born of a woman is full of troubles. So we're never going to get away of trouble. Trouble will always be with us. Hallelujah. But it's how we manage the trouble is the most important thing in life. Today, you may be down. But tomorrow, you'll be up. Don't let the devil tell you when you are down, it's all over. It's not over yet. Hallelujah. It's not over yet. I said, it's not over yet. I may be down today, but I'll rise again. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Your business may be having problems, situations in your businesses and stuff like that, and it's not going good, and you think, oh, honey, it's all over. I remember one of the missionaries that came with Pastor Green. I think that time Pastor Jordan was with them. And after the program, we went to Accra in a hotel. He called me on the side and said, Charles, thank you for taking care of us. Oh, I said, I didn't take care of you. The Lord took care of you. And everything, you know, God really made sure everything went well. He said, you know, when I was coming, I told my wife, honey, this is it. I may not come back. I may be eaten by the lions. But here am I. I'm going back to my family. Ooh. Ooh. That was his trouble. He didn't know the unknown. Never been to Africa. Never traveled to a poor country, you know. So that was his trouble. Glory to God. So all of us have trouble. Sometimes people have trouble in young people is studying and stuff like that. But God always will be with us. And in the midst of trouble, God will lift you up and encourage you and strengthen you. Don't let the devil put the trouble that is you are facing in life. Don't let it hunt you and bring you down so low that you can't even pray. You can't go to church. You can't give tithes and offerings to the church and support and be committed to the church. Let tell the devil, hey, you think you got me? I'm not. I may be down, but that is not over. I'm reviving myself. I'm regrouping. I'm giving to putting all my strength. I'm putting all my glory. I'm putting all my power. I'm rising up. I'm coming up right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. When Jesus died, the devil thought Jesus is finished. That is it. Oh, but the Bible says on the third day, oh, Friday came, but Sunday was coming. And Jesus rose from the grave and said, now I am alive forevermore. And I got the keys of life, death, and hell and grave. Go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. I'm now, you know, getting wind up. Oh, glory to God. We have troubles. Trouble everywhere. But does it mean that is the end of the world? No. Glory to God. No matter what we face in life, God will always have a way for us of escape. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Trouble everywhere. He said, we are troubled on every side. And that's Paul speaking to us. And he's a man that have gone through a lot of troubles, a lot of situations. First of all, he stood there when Stephen was being stoned and guaranteed that they should stone him. But Stephen said, oh, Lord, don't put this sin on them. Oh, God. And the Bible said when he was being stoned, he opened up his eyes and he saw Jesus standing on the right-hand side of God and said, Stephen, it is time to come home. Oh, there's a party waiting for you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. They think they're getting rid of you, but there's a party waiting for you. Come on to the party. Hallelujah. No matter what we go through, I tell you, there is a party waiting for you. There is a place that God is opening many doors for you. Hallelujah. And he's going to make sure that you walk through it to the glory of God. You look at Stephen when he's being stoned. He cried unto God. And the Bible says the church was being persecuted from in and out. They didn't know what to do. And it dispersed the church. And it went far and farther and farther. But it came to a point that the church came back together and the councils was formed. Hallelujah. The church may be persecuted. We may be dispersed. Hallelujah. That there be a time that the church will regroup. Hallelujah. The church will come together in the name of Jesus Christ. And we'll be able to do what God will have us to do to your glory and to your honor. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says the apostles were beaten. Have you been beaten before? Hallelujah. They were beaten. Peter was put into prison. In Acts chapter 12, we see Peter put into prison. But when trouble came on Peter, the church gathered together and prayed for him. They never talked ill of Peter. They never discussed Peter. They never gossip about Peter. They never did anything. All they did was to gather and pray for Peter. The Bible says Peter was kept in prison. That was a big trouble for Peter. He was kept in prison. But the church gathered and began to pray. And when we begin to pray, we see hands of God moving, working, glorifying himself, and doing miracles on our behalf. Hallelujah. It is time for the church to be on our knees and pray and seek the face of God and the power of the Holy Ghost and allow him to rise in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. But the Bible says Peter was kept in prison and they were praying for him. And they prayed and they prayed and they prayed and they prayed until God cannot sit in heaven. He said, hey, angel, where are you? go there and deliver Peter. And the Bible says when he entered into the prison room, Peter was lying down there and he touched him on the shoulder and all his chains fell off and said, follow me. And he followed him. And the Bible says the iron gates were opened by itself. He said, go out there and do the ministry and do the work of the Lord. God Almighty, you may be in prison, but I tell you, Jesus is going to touch you and deliver you and set you free that you can do what God will have you to do for his glory and for his honor. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. It is time to revive ourselves. It is time to encourage ourselves. It is time to strengthen our hands. It is time to come together. It is time to fellowship with one another and pray for one another and seek the face of God and do what God will have this church to do and this ministry around the world for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says Paul was beaten 3 times with rods. He was stoned and left for death. But a church came around Paul. When Paul was dragged away of the town and beaten, he was dying. And all of a sudden, the disciples of Christ, they came around Peter and Paul. And as they gathered around Paul, the Bible says the strength of God came into Paul. And he rose up. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Oh, yeah. There is unity. There is power in unity. Amen. Amen. There's power in unity. Oh, glory to Jesus. Paul was shipwrecked 3 times, falsely accused by his own people. Glory to God. Dangers. In 2 Corinthians 11, 23, 27, you see all the kinds of dangers. I don't have the time, so I'm going to go through it quickly. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 8, so we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, in so much that we despaired even of life. We wanted to die. There are some troubles you want to get out of this world. Hallelujah. But when this trouble comes, know that there is a deliverer that is standing by your shoulder and saying, hey, you can make it. You can do it. You can go through it. You are coming out of it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. The Bible says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Not distressed means we are not sorrowful or upset or worried. Glory to Jesus. Just as God saved his people during the time of trouble and rescued them, the same thing he will do to us. He rescued, the Bible says he rescued Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in the midst of fire. When they threw them into the fire, the Bible says he opened the eyes of the king. And he said, we threw 3 men in there. But there's a 4th man in there. Oh, hallelujah. There will always be a 4th man with you. Hallelujah. Who never leave you nor desert you. Hallelujah. He's always with you all the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when he called Meshach, Shadrach out of the fire, they were walking in the fire, dancing in the fire. You know, when there's trouble comes, you need to dance and sing to the glory of God and worship him. Said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going through this, but I'm not going to desert you. I'm going to praise your name. I'm going to adore your name. I'm going to glorify your name. Woo! And as you do this, you know the devil will become so ashamed because he wants to pull you down. He wants to discourage you. He wants to put a heavy burden and load upon your life. But when you begin to sing and praise the Lord God Almighty, you will see all the problems, all those troubles falling off. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. And the Bible says, Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, they came out of the fire. Oh, glory to God. And there was no smell of fire on them. We're going through fire, but there will be no smell of fire on us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, Daniel and the lions then. The Bible said the king came right at dawn and said, Daniel, did the God that you served rescued you? He said, may the king live forever. My God, whom I served day and night, he came in here and shut their mouth. I was even lying on them. I was playing with them. Oh, glory to Jesus. No matter what we go through in life, no matter what trouble we go through in life, situations that face us all the time, never give up. Keep forging ahead and pressing on, pressing in, and serving God to the glory of God. For God is not a man that he should lie. none of the Son of Man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he make it good? Or that he should repent? Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God is not a man. And the Bible says, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you up to the end of the age. Oh, glory to Jesus. The Bible says the disciples were scattered, but they gathered together. Oh, hallelujah. They scattered, but they came back. Woo! And I pray and I release a blessing upon this church and the blessing and the grace of God. Hallelujah. That God will bring them in from the north and the south, from the east and from the west. We bind works of hell, powers of darkness. We pull them down. And release grace, release grace, release mercy, release the power of a living God upon this church, upon this family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, church, let us hang in there, let us move forward, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray together, let us seek the face of God, in Jesus' name. And release God's miracle, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I pray God's grace, I pray God's mercy, I pray God's power, I praise God's glory upon every home. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, hallelujah. God will always make it good. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas were cast into prison, but they began to praise God and worship him and adore him. Immediately, the angel of God entered into the prison walls. Hallelujah. And shook the doors of the prison and the windows of the prison. Hallelujah. Oh God, the Bible says the doors were open and the windows were open. And the keeper, when he came to himself, oh, they are gone. Wanted to kill himself. Do thyself no harm, for we are well kept by God. We are kept by the power of God. We are kept by the grace of God. We are kept by the glory of God. We are kept by his holiness. Oh, and his presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory. He said, we are troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. Oh, glory to God. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Oh, glory. We are baffled. We are puzzled. We are filled with uncertainty. There are times when situations make us so uncertain about certain events and situations in our lives. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes it can get confusing. And you don't know, slightly you can be worried. And then you can walk through it. Oh, hallelujah. But as we walk through it, the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll make it good. I'll make it good. I'm coming up right now. Hallelujah, Lord. God Almighty. You know, when Jesus died, the devil thought he has got a church. He has silenced them completely. They're never going to gather again. They're never going to preach the gospel. And the Holy Ghost came upon them. And the Bible says power filled them. And they began to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. I pray today that the power of God will consume us. Consume. Consume us. Let the power of God consume us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. And the zeal and the passion of God will fill our hearts. That when the doors are open, we'll run to church. We'll come and kneel before the altar and say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Oh, God, do whatever you want to do with me and my family. In the name of Jesus Christ. May grace, may grace, may grace, may grace come upon you right now. I want to read this verse and then I'll bring it to a close. Romans 8, verse 35 to 39. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Who? Amen. Then, in verse 37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, or principalities, nor powers of things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, our Lord. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? For I am persuaded that he who began a good work in you shall complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. I am persuaded. Hallelujah. If God started, God will finish it. If God began it, God will make it come true. Hallelujah. If God gave the vision, it will be a reality. Hallelujah. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? May God help us that we get closer and closer to him, knowing that he who hath called us will make all things well. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, you just heard some preaching. Wasn't that good? Hallelujah. To stay together no matter what comes against us, and God will see us through and overcome. Amen. Glory to God. Charles, thank you so much. We just love you. I've got to say one thing about the nursing school in Ghana, if you don't know it. It was the first nursing school accredited in the nation of Ghana. Their church did it. First nursing school. Well, doesn't everybody have nurses? No. First nursing school in Ghana. I mean, groundbreaking. Groundbreaking. And 700 students now. Oh, my goodness, Charles. I'm so thrilled for you. When we saw the beaches of Isiama, Debbie and I, we've been there. That they look familiar just when you got to the beach. We've been there. Praise God. Dick was talking about all those rough roads and everything like that. And we reached Isiama. He said, didn't I tell you about the rough roads? I said, I didn't notice it. These are really good compared to Haiti. But praise God, things are improving. God, thank God for all the buildings and all the schools and all the things that you're doing. It's a good work. I'm telling you, it really is a good work. We don't support him on a monthly basis, but every I think maybe twice a year, we send you like $500 or something like that. But we're consistent on supporting him at different times like that. If special projects come up that we're aware of, sometimes we give extra for that. But this comes through your tithe. We tithe all the general offerings that come into the church. We tithe those, and he's one of the ministries that we support on a semi-regular basis. But every year we make sure we send him money and things like that. So, no, you've got a part in this. You've got a part in this. This is part of what God is using us to do around the world. And praise God for it. And praise God for Dick and Lottie. They've been my friend for years, and I hope I've been their friend. But we've known them for a long time. They are just a blessed couple and just so marvelous, so precious. So praise God. Well, let's stand up. I'm going to pray a blessing for the meal over in the other room for my 40th anniversary of ordination. Who knew? I could identify with you if we go through troubles. But praise God. God is faithful. Amen. I praise God for Debbie, for my wife. She has stood with us and been there all the through thick and thin and good times. And I praise God for her. And she's been called Mama of the Church, First Lady. She's just Debbie to me, you know, but she's my partner for life. Hallelujah. I heard Hollywood, there was an actor, I'm trying to remember the actor now. But he was making it, Will Smith, yes. And he was talking and being interviewed, and he says, we no longer call it a marriage between him and his wife. We no longer call it a marriage. It is a lifetime commitment. And the person interviewing go, wow, that is so neat. They don't call it marriage. They call it a lifetime commitment. It is a lifetime commitment. I don't know where they've been. Well, they've been out in the world, and to them this is a brand new concept in the world of a lifetime commitment. But it's always been that way with God. It's always been that way in the church. a lifetime commitment. And when we gave our life to Christ, it is a lifetime commitment to Him, to honor Him and glorify Him and to follow Him all the days of our life. Amen. Because He has been so good to us. And we keep saying we don't serve God because He's good to us, but we serve God because He is God. The side benefits, oh, He's good to us. He is good to us. He blesses us. Because as Charles said in the message, He loves us. Nothing can separate us from His love. Amen. Well, Father God, we give You praise this morning. We thank You for Charles and Word Alive Ministries. And God, we pray Your blessing upon them, upon all that they do. Lord, we pray that You will provide the finances and provide the help and provide the people to support him and lift his arms up. God, we pray that everything that his hands touch prospers. Lord, that it is blessed. And God, we give You the praise and the honor for this right now, God, that You cause blessings to flow to him from every corner of the earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Oh, I've got to pray for the meal. Bless the food, God. Hallelujah. And all the hands that have prepared it. Is that the proper way to do it? But Lord, we do receive this food as fellowship with You and with one another today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.